Hi, my name is Steve Elzinga, and this is the premarital coaching class. It's part of the whole Christian Leaders coaching system. Perhaps you've taken the regular class first about how to coach. This is a specialization course. It's a one-credit course, and we're going to be looking at the specialization of premarital coaching. I have been a pastor for 37, 38 years, and I've been doing premarital counseling for all those years. But this is a little bit different. It's coaching, and if you took the coaching class, coaching is more about helping people think for themselves rather than, you know, just downloading all kinds of information. But in this class, you will learn some of the basics of what to download. There's things that people need to know that maybe they don't know. You're meeting with a couple that wants to get married, and there might be some things that they can learn. But the way we packaged it, it doesn't come off like, you know, I'm, you know, just downloading on you. I'm helping you think about it. We have a book. This is just hot off the press, pre-marriage counseling badge book, and we'll talk more about this, but it can be used as the study that you go through with a couple, or you can use it in a Bible study format, or you can even do it in a retreat setting. But a lot of the teaching that you will do on the whole premarital thing comes in the form of questions, so that people in coaching, you want the people that you're helping in the coaching situation to try to figure out as many things as they can on their own. And so asking a lot of really good questions actually helps people teach themselves. All right, well, who is this for? Who is this course that, you know, you're taking it, and who is this course designed to help? Number one, it's designed to help pastors. Pastors have a flock, and people, young people want to get married, and when they do, they come to you to learn, you know, what they need to do to get the wedding going. Officiant. We have an officiant degree or certificate that some of you have perhaps already earned, or maybe you'd like to do that. You get licensed to do weddings, at least in our in the U.S. here, and there's a course that helps you figure out all the things that you need to do that. This is something that you might add to that. Instead of just doing the wedding for someone, you could be prepared, or you could be educated enough to actually help them in the process of thinking about their marriage. So actually not just doing the wedding, but actually preparing them for not only the wedding, but their marriage as well. And number three, this is part of the Christian Leaders Life Coach Minister system. We have the basic class where you learn how to be a life coach. And then we have what we're calling badges. They're one credit or two credit classes in a specific area of coaching. And the specific area for this course is premarital. Why is premarital coaching even needed? Why is this an important thing? If you're going to marry someone, why is it important to sit down with a couple and meet with them and talk about not only the wedding, but the marriage as well? Number one, love is blind. People fall in love, but sometimes they're infatuated with the wrong things, or sometimes our emotions get ahead of ourselves, and we're just going by our emotions and not stopping and thinking about it. And premarital coaching sort of allows a couple to actually analyze things and look at their relationship and see where the potential problems might be and some of the potential ways of handling those problems. People are, love is blind, and love is very optimistic. And, oh, we just love each other, and that love will overcome all obstacles. Well, it doesn't. eventually the reality of a relationship, and two people coming from totally different families and totally different backgrounds, total different ways of handling things and doing things, eventually those things come to the forefront. So why not deal with them ahead of time? Number two, it's easier to work on problems ahead of time. If you wait until they surface, then there's a lot of anger and resentment. I know when I got married, my wife discovered some of the things that I do, and she was like, "Are you kidding?" And the reason that she had a hard time was because the way she was raised was totally different from mine. In her family, there was a high regard for everything in its place. Order and neatness was the big thing. And in my family, it was accomplishment and not neatness. And so, we had a clash. It's better to deal with those things ahead of time, to look at those things and to recognize that we have a different background and that this could be a problem. And how are we going to deal with it? If we deal with it ahead of time, you deal with it without the disappointment, without the anger, without the feeling betrayed. If you wait, then you have all these other emotions to deal with. Number three, many marriages do not last. And they don't last because people don't go into the thing with their eyes open. They don't really understand the other person. The other person doesn't understand them. They haven't dealt with, the important issues like family and faith. Are we on the same page? Are we on the same mission? Do we have some of the same goals with money and budgeting? And do we have, are we compatible in terms of interests and social connections that we have with people? A lot of marriages don't last because people don't realize how difficult it is to form a partnership. So the more you can learn ahead of time, the better it goes. Number four, offset the secular cultural view of marriage. So people want to get married, even Christians want to get married, but the tendency is to just borrow what we've seen from movies and, the cultural view of what a relationship is. So meeting with a coach or a pastor is very important for a young couple to get a broader perspective, to get a biblical perspective of what is the purpose of marriage. It's not just because you fell in love. That God designed this thing we call love to actually put two opposite people together so that they could become a powerful partnership in the gospel. It's about the gospel. The marriage is about the gospel. Two people connecting together in a marriage actually can become more effective together than apart. So, there's a broader context, a broader Christian context that marriage takes place in. And so we want to make sure a young Christian couple understands that. Number five, the wedding is sometimes an opportunity for the gospel. Sometimes I have people who want to get married and their connection to God, the connection to church is very minimal. And here's my chance to, talk about marriage and where people struggle and to help them see from a biblical point of view what this could be and to show them how good it could be and why this is necessary. It's an opportunity to take a couple that might be nominal in their faith and move them closer. Number six, why premarital coaching is needed, an honest appraisal of a couple's compatibility. You fall in love and you think that this is the exact right person, but if you just stop and ask a few questions, you'll find out whether you're closely connected or not. Maybe there's just a strong physical attraction and very little else. Well, the physical attraction, initially is strong, but, over many years of marriage, that gets less and less. You actually have to have other things going. I think God designed it that way. He gave us this physical attraction that gets us to connect with someone we would probably never connect with otherwise. But then we have the rest of our lifetime together to develop something deeper. Because the physical thing doesn't last forever. But hopefully those things that you put into place in your marriage will. All right, so number two, what is premarital coaching? It is helping a couple that is seeking marriage to evaluate for themselves their readiness for a lifelong commitment. And let me emphasize, as a coach, I'm trying to help the couple evaluate whether they are compatible. I'm not the one doing the evaluating. Okay? As a coach, I'm helping them do it. And why? It's this whole coaching thing. If you took the coaching class, coaching is about getting the people you're trying to help to own what they want to do, rather than you telling them what to do. And then when it doesn't work, they blame you. If they figure out what they want to do, then they work, number one, they work harder at it. And if they drop the ball, it's their fault. So we're trying to, in premarital counseling, trying to help a couple figure out if they're compatible. Now, the challenge is, when you're meeting with a couple, is by the time they meet with a pastor or meet with a coach or an officiant, they've already sent the wedding invitations out. They already told their family that they're getting married. They bought the rings. They're already halfway down the trail to getting married. And finally, now they're coming to you. They should really come to you before they get engaged. Are we compatible? Let's make sure. Let's go in with our eyes open here, and so we can freely look at things and evaluate. So you have a bit of an uphill climb here, because the couple comes in, and their goal is in their minds is to convince you, the coach or the pastor, that they're right for each other. And you're trying to help them look at some difficult things. And initially, sometimes they don't want to do that. They have already sent the invitations out. They don't want to look at things that, question whether they should be getting married or not. So it's hard at first. But if you keep pressing, if you let the process do it, the things that you're going to be looking at, the questions that you will ask, those questions will naturally help a couple start evaluating, and they'll stop protecting, the plans that they've already made. All right, what is the outline for this course? So what are we going to do? In the next 8 sessions, we'll explore the topic of the 7 connections of marriage. And the book that we're following here, here are the 7 connections of marriage. Number one, when you get married, you will be connected. It's all about connection. You will be connected permanently. So we'll be looking at some questions that you can help a couple to understand, what it takes to have a permanent marriage. In the United States, 45% of all marriages end in divorce. And so one of the questions that you'll be asking the couple that you're helping is, what makes you think your marriage is going to last? Well, we love each other. And there's all kinds of reasons that people give. But everyone getting married has those same reasons. And yet 45% of them are wrong. What makes you think you are not wrong? What makes you think that your marriage, over against many others that don't last, that your marriage will last? So when you get married, you will be connected, number one, permanently. So we'll look at that. Number two, the next part. When you get married, you'll be connected playfully. So these are the things that you like to do. What are the common things? What are the things that make you different from each other? When you get married, you'll be connected, number three, socially. So the friends that you have alone, the friends that you have together. When you get married, you'll be connected, number four, verbally. So we'll talk about communication in a marriage. When you get married, you'll be connected spiritually. So how do we help a young couple begin their life together on a spiritual path? How do we get them into a spiritual walk with God? What does it take to do that? When you get married, you'll be connected physically. So the whole physical attraction, the sexuality that goes on in a marriage, the differences between men and women. We'll be looking at some of those things. And finally, number 7, when you get married, you'll be connected purposefully. Purposefully. What is the purpose of a marriage anyway? What's the point of these two people getting together? So we'll be looking at things like that. The next two sessions, so we'll have eight sessions looking at those seven connections. And the next two sessions after that, we'll explore the topic of the actual wedding ceremony. And there we'll be looking at the vows, and trying to help a couple write their own vows. And then we'll be looking at the ceremony. How do you, you know, what are the parts of a ceremony? What are the core things that go on in a ceremony? What are sort of the electives? Number three, the rehearsal, a little bit about how you do that. And number four, finally, the reception. How do you plan a reception with family and friends that will make this the wedding something that people remember, ultimately something that will support the couple in their marriage life down the road. Then the last session will deal with the follow-up to the newly wedded couple. So this is a comprehensive thing where you're going to help the couple evaluate, you know, their compatibility together and the things that they need, the pieces they need in an actual marriage. We'll be looking at how to put the wedding together, and then we'll look at two follow-ups, you know, after the honeymoon follow-up and a six-month checkup with the couple. Because, you know, there's a lot of things you can talk about beforehand, but until a couple experiences a little bit of marriage, there's some things to talk about after. So it's a comprehensive thing. We have 12 sessions together, and I think you'll be amazed at how many things that we will cover in this short period of time. All these things are in this book that you can order or you can download. And you can actually go through this book with the couple that you're trying to help. All right. How does this relate to the Christian Leaders Commission Life Coach Minister Certification? Number one, it's an extremely important and useful badge. If you're going to be a life coach, this is one of the areas where people need a life coach. And you know, people want to get married, and you have a tie into people's lives. In some ways, they're almost forced to do something, especially if they're asking you to marry them. If they're asking you to marry them, at least, you know, when people ask me if I'm willing to marry them, I always say, yeah, I'm willing to marry you, but I have this premarital coaching thing that I need to take you. I don't just marry people. I don't just have them show up at the church and, you know, here we go. I actually, you know, I'm involved. If you're asking me to be involved in your wedding, then I have to know things about you, and I have to make sure that you know certain things. So it's an extremely important badge of all the different specializations. We have different specializations in terms of coaching. There's, you know, there's parenting. There's, you know, health and exercise coaching. There's all these different different courses that you could take, or different badges, we're calling them. And this is one of the important ones. Number two, it's the first step in getting the certified pre-marriage life coach badge. This is, if you want to get the certified coaching badge in premarital coaching, then this is the first thing that you need to take. And then there's the certified pre-marriage class. It's a very short class. There's some things that you have to do if you want to actually be certified as a life coach, a pre-marriage life coach. All right, so that's our introduction, and we'll start getting into the seven connections next time.